I love KPFK. It's actually my favorite radio station, and the reason I love them is because they are bold and they are representative.
This is Ed Begley Jr., and you're listening to KPFK 90.7 FM Los Angeles, 98.7 FM Santa Barbara, and worldwide at kpfk.org.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to Sojourner Truth. I'm Mark Cofield, your guest host for this evening. I'll be filling in for Nana Jumpy. She'll be back next week. We're going to a news break, and we'll be right back at you.
I'm Max Pringle with these headlines. The Department of Homeland Security is set to shut down at the end of the day as Congress remains deadlocked over a deal to fund the agency. Democrats have demanded that reforms be included in any new funding package following the deaths of two Minnesota protesters last month at the hands of federal immigration officers. The White House and Democratic leaders have continued to trade offers, signaling some hope for an agreement, but it remains unclear which Democratic demands the White House will agree to when it comes to slapping restraints on immigration enforcement after federal agents killed two American citizens in Minnesota. The DHS will shut down at midnight if a deal can't be reached. Congress is leaving town for the holiday weekend, but negotiations are set to continue. Without a new funding agreement, federal employees at agencies such as FEMA, the Transportation Security Administration, and the Coast Guard won't be paid, though most of them will continue showing up for work because their jobs are considered critical. A federal judge has ordered the Trump administration to make arrangements to allow some of the Venezuelan migrants flown to a notorious prison in El Salvador to return to the U.S. at the government's expense. U.S. District Judge James Boasberg in Washington on Thursday criticized the White House's response to his earlier order that it come up with a plan to give the men a chance to challenge their removals. The judge, who was nominated to the federal bench by President Obama, a Democrat, has repeatedly clashed with the administration over the deportations. White House spokesperson Abigail Jackson blasted Boasberg's ruling, calling it absurd and unlawful in a statement. The Environmental Protection Agency announced on Thursday that it's overturning a key finding that greenhouse gases harm human health. Matthew Daly reports.
President Donald Trump and Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Lee Zeldin have revoked the 2009 endangerment finding, which is a regulation by the Environmental Protection Agency that combats climate change, and it says that carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gases endanger human health and the environment. Environmental groups and public health advocates say that this is something that is crucial to protecting human health and the environment, which is actually stated in the EPA's mission as something that they must do. Conservatives and Republicans say that it has overstepped and has caused more regulations than are necessary by the EPA that can affect the auto industry, the oil and gas industry, power plants, all sorts of industries. All of the increasing disasters we've seen, wildfires, floods, hurricanes, are made worse and exacerbated by climate change. This is almost certainly going to end up in court and probably will end up in the Supreme Court because it's such a high-profile issue.
That's Matthew Daly.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu expressed doubt that an agreement can be reached with Iran on its nuclear program before he returns to Israel after meeting with President Trump and U.S. officials in Washington this week. Blake Sifton reports from Tel Aviv.
Prime Minister Netanyahu said that President Trump believes Iran could be persuaded to accept a good deal, but the Israeli leader said that he does not hide his own skepticism about the possibility of reaching any agreement with Iran. Netanyahu said if a deal is reached, it must include elements that are vital to Israel, including Iran's ballistic missile program and support for regional proxy forces. His comments come amid widespread reports that a second U.S. carrier group is being deployed to the Middle East to further bolster U.S. forces in the region as pressure mounts on Iran to make a deal.
That's Blake Sifton in Tel Aviv.
The San Francisco Teachers Union and the school district reached a tentative agreement early this morning. The deal ends a strike that has closed public schools since Monday. Classrooms across the district's 120 public schools will remain closed to its 49,000 students today, while employees return to work for a transition day. The agreement with the United Educators of San Francisco includes, in part, fully funded family health care, pay raises, and caseload reductions for special education teachers. The district said classified employees and paraeducators will receive raises of 8.5% over 2 years, while certificate employees will see a salary increase of 5% over 2 years. Classified employees also receive an additional floating holiday. Those are the headlines. I'm Max Pringle.
Okay, and we're back. All right, again, we're in Fun Drive, for those who haven't been listening. And we'll get to the pitches and the items and everything they have as far as donations and contributions to this Fun Drive. Before we get into Fun Drive, I always say, as one of my pitches, what would FM radio be? Well, imagine what would FM radio be without KPFK. No matter what you think about the different hosts, because we all have our different styles and the way we bring topics to you, we give it to you, and we give it to you raw and uncut without, you know, no thinking about what's going to happen to us, and he might come for me, or they might come for me. We giving it to you uncut. So keep that in mind when you're thinking about doing your donations. Okay, so on my way here today, I was thinking about what would be a good topic, because I am filling in for someone. You know, what would be a good topic for me to talk about? And I thought about diversity. And I know this to be a fact, that me as a black person, my ancestors and the people before me fought hard to be included into America's society, whether it be the government, city, state, county. We want to be a part of it. And sometimes those who achieve more than others, they think that they're accepted when they're actually not. So we're in a very diverse society. And some people have came to believe that they're accepted into the society because they're not black. They think that white supremacy has accepted them in. But here comes ICE. And ICE busts your bubble. ICE is letting everyone see that if you don't have a certain thought process, if you don't believe in a certain way, you're not a part of white supremacy. You could end up getting shot during the protest. You can drive outside taking your children to school and be held in a detention camp. And the list goes on and on and on. So we're going to be talking about diversity. If you want to be a part of this conversation, you could call in at 818-985-5735. Option one, if you want to make a pledge, a donation to keep this radio show on the air, keep us rolling, you can call in at the same number, and that would be option two. So you have black folks like Tim Scott, Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina, Byron Daniels, Congressman of Florida, Larry Eldridge. He has podcasts. He's a multimillionaire. You have what's the guy name on the Supreme Court? Clarence Thomas, who used diversity as a way to work his way up to the United States Supreme Court. I give him his props. He made it. But now he want to say everything that he used to get to where he is no longer needed. And then you have those, I guess I'm going to try to use this term and make it broad. Latinos, I say Rasa. A lot of them felt, because they weren't black, that they were part of white supremacy, that white supremacy accepted them in. And I mean, I'm sorry, but you were wrong. I could have told you that before you went and voted for Donald Trump. I could have told you that. They'll never accept you because white supremacy is just what it is. First of all, it's stupid. You know, it's sorry. And it don't make no sense because it's the diversity that has made this country as great as it is. I'm going to play a clip. And this clip right here is from Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan was no liberal. He was no progressive, but he believed in diversity. Whenever my techno engineer ready.
Since this is the last speech that I will give as president, I think it's fitting to leave one final thought, an observation about a country which I love. It was stated best in a letter I received not long ago. A man wrote me and said, "You can go to live in France, but you cannot become a Frenchman. You can go to live in Germany or Turkey or Japan, but you cannot become a German, a Turk, or Japanese. But anyone from any corner of the earth can come to live in America and become an American." Yes, the torch of Lady Liberty symbolizes our freedom and represents our heritage, the compact with our parents, our grandparents, and our ancestors. It is that lady who gives us our great and special place in the world. For it's the great life force of each generation of new Americans that guarantees that America's triumph shall continue unsurpassed into the next century and beyond. Other countries may seek to compete with us, but in one vital area, as a beacon of freedom and opportunity that draws the people of the world, no country on earth comes close. This, I believe, is one of the most important sources of America's greatness. We lead the world because, unique among nations, we draw our people, our strength, from every country and every corner of the world. And by doing so, we continuously renew and enrich our nation. While other countries cling to the stale past, here in America, we breathe life into dreams. We create the future, and the world follows us into tomorrow. Thanks to each wave of new arrivals to this land of opportunity, we're a nation forever young, forever bursting with energy and new ideas, and always on the cutting edge, always leading the world to the next frontier.
Now, that was Ronald Reagan. And as I said previously, he was no liberal. He was no progressive, none of that. He was a conservative, one of the most conservatives I could think of. And I didn't agree with a lot of things. I was a lot younger at the time. But I didn't agree with a lot of things, a lot of his policies. And sometimes we let, you know, these politicians are acting like, no, this is a gang banking thing now. You know, you got to roll with this side because they're Republican, or you got to roll with this side because he's a Democrat. And the good ideas is left out. It does not matter. I don't know if any of you watched, they had some congressional hearings, I think it was yesterday, the day before yesterday, and they had the Attorney General, Pam Bondi, on there. Those of you who listen, if you watched it, what a joke. This lady is, you know, unqualified. Seriously, you know, and I'm not one to be into the Epstein files. I you know, I'm like, man, you know, it is what it is. It comes out. Well, she was asked, as far as the victims that were sitting behind her, would she turn around and at least admit to them that something, you know, went bad, you know, in their lives, being molested and raped as 12 and 13 years old. She wouldn't even turn around and face them. She kept her back turned. She started talking about the Down Jones. And Donald Trump, you know, and the Down Jones is doing good right now. And that's a lie, too. So we're in a place and time today where we better get it together. And speaking about child molestation, some guy named Paul Johnson out of Florida, one of the January 6th
people that Donald Trump pardoned was Tuesday, was convicted of multiple state charges of child molestation and exposing himself to children. Yeah, it sounds like a pattern to me. But this is someone you pardon. And now he's out and he's showing you. See, this is what white privilege, white supremacy brings. You know, just straight foolishness. And I come on here today and I'm kind of like, you know, like what, as we call freestyling it. And I'm hoping I can resonate to those of you who are listening and to look around what's going on. Sometimes, man, we take freedom for granted. I know this country hasn't been the greatest country for a lot of us. Me, for instance. Now, I tell y'all the story about me being incarcerated for something that I didn't do, you know, and I had to jump through all type of hoops and hurdles to come from up under that. But I still would rather be here than anywhere. And although we have more gains to make as far as people being included, being equal, having a fair shot, we have a lot of more ground to gain. You know, this Trump administration is making us go backwards. And some of you may think you want to go backwards, but you don't. Because everyone should be able to be prosperous. Everyone should be able to put food on their table to feed their children. Everyone should be able to pay their rent, put gas in their cars, have clothing. And that should be, to me, that should be a right. Talking about what should and should not be a right, that should be a right. But now you have, Jesse the Body Ventura. He did a podcast and he was talking about that there should be no more billionaires. There should be no more billionaires. He said the cap should be to like $25 million or something like that. And the host asked him, well, why? He said, because ain't no billionaires busting their butts like the average worker is out there doing. You don't need all that money. So you got the top 1% with all these monies, Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos, and as a matter of fact, all their names coming up in Epstein's files. And then you're wondering why the Trump administration trying to keep this a secret. These people think because they, man, they think they God, man. They literally think that they are God because they have money. And they could do whatever they want to do. So, all right. So what we're going to do now, we're going to go over to my main man, Gary Baca. And he's going to throw a few pitches for you guys, and then we're going to come right back at you.
And you are listening to Sojourner Truth with guest host Mark Cofield. You can hear him on Sundays on Think Outside the Cage at 9 o'clock. I'm Gary Baca, and yes, we are raising money for KPFK during our winter fund drive, 818-985-5735. We are raising money for Sojourner Truth, that we can keep this type of programming on the air. So we do have the Black History Month Centennial Collection, and this is available for a $150 pledge, or you can become a sustainer at $25 a month. And this features Malcolm X, Angela Davis, James Baldwin, Billie Holiday, John Coltrane, 72 programs, 85 hours from all five Pacifica stations. 85 hours of exclusive archive audio, available as a digital download or a 8 gigabyte jump drive. And this features Malcolm X debating at Columbia, James Baldwin weeks after the Birmingham church bombing, Angela Davis in Watts. She's also featured on our Black Panther package, Fannie Lou Hamer challenging the DNC, Billie Holiday's autobiography performed in 1956, Alice Coltrane's final interview. 1956 to 2014, these recordings have never been made available to the public. 818-985-5735. Call for Mark Cofield. That if you've heard his show before, if you feel that KPFK is lucky to have him, call now at 818-985-5735. That $150 donation. Once again, Malcolm X, Angela Davis, James Baldwin, the whole store for this centennial collection put together by the Pacifica Radio Archives. You get a little bit of everything. You get Black Panthers, you get Malcolm X, you get Fred Hampton, You Can't Kill the Revolution, James Baldwin, Blow the Whistle, Michelle Alexander, Design to Fall, Rosa Parks, Montgomery Bus Testimony, Maya Angelou, Fannie Lou Hamer, I Didn't Register for You, Bobby Seale talks about the first night patrol when they went out with the Black Panthers, John Coltrane, his last interview. A lot of people have never heard John Coltrane speak. He died in 1967 at 40. But in this remarkable interview, you can hear it. It's part of your Black History Month centennial collection. You also get Angela Davis, CLR James. Lorraine Hansberry is also featured in this pack. 72 programs from all five Pacifica stations. 85 hours of exclusive archive audio. Now let's play something. This is from your Black History Month Centennial Collection for a $150 donation to the station.
Was it ever so apparent we need this dialogue? How do you talk about 300 years in 4 minutes? I wrote a letter to the New York Times recently which didn't get printed, which is getting to be my rapport with the New York Times. They said that it was too personal. What it concerned itself with was I was in a bit of a stew over the Stalin. Because when the Stalin was first announced, I said, oh my God, now everybody's gone crazy, you know, tying up traffic. What's the matter with, you know, who needs it? And then I noticed the reaction starting in Washington and coming on up to New York among what we're all here calling the white liberal circles, which was something like, you know, you Negroes act right or you're going to ruin everything we're trying to do, you know. And that got me to thinking more seriously about the strategy and the tactic that the Stalin intended to accomplish. And so I sat down and wrote a letter to the New York Times. I am of a generation of Negroes that comes after a whole lot of other generations. And my father, who was real American type American.
In 1964, Lorraine Hansberry sat on a town hall panel about the Black Revolution and the white backlash. Her father had fought housing segregation all the way to the Supreme Court. Hansberry versus Lee. He won. Nothing changed. Now white liberals are telling her generation to be patient. You get all that. How about John Coltrane?
All the way.
Well, I tell you, I had some trouble at that time. I did a foolish thing. I got dissatisfied with my mouthpiece. And I had some work done on this thing, and instead of making it better, it ruined it. And it really discouraged me, you know, a little bit, because I couldn't. There were certain aspects of that, of playing that certain fast thing that I was reaching for, that I couldn't get, you know, pushed because I damaged this thing. So I just had to curtail it.
Until you got another?
Well, and actually, I never found another, but after so much of just laying around and making these kind of things, I said, well, what the hell, you know? I might as well go ahead and do the best I can. But at that moment, it was so vivid in my mind, the difference in the what I was getting on the horn. It was so vivid in my mind, and so I couldn't do it, because as soon as I'd do it, I'd hear it, and it just discouraged me, see? But after a year or so passed, well, I'd forgotten.
That's funny because, you know, I think I know your music is there.
This is one of the last interviews he ever gave. His mouthpiece is ruined. The critics are attacking him. Everything in his life has fallen apart at once. And he sits down at the microphone and tells you what he really wants out of it all. James Baldwin, Fred Hampton, all a part of the Black History Month Centennial Collection. 818-985-5735. This helps Sojourner Truth stay on the air. It helps KPFK stay on the air, which is most important, and this money goes to the transmitter to keep the lights on, computers going, which is all very important. We do need some electricity just to stay on the air. And also, we do have a $1,000 goal. We currently have about $200, and we have it from two callers. We got to thank Dion from Chino. Thank you, Dion. And also, we had a pledge from Danny from Chino Hills. Also, Amber from La Puente. 818-985-5735 is a number to call. So, hey, we want to put that match out there. So we got $325. If we can get three of you to pledge $105, we can make that match. So, hey, let's see what we get in the next 30 minutes, and we'll let you know, keep you updated. But, yes, we are in our fund drive, and we don't have much time left. 818-985-5735. Back to the show. Back to Sojourner Truth. And Mark Cofield. Mark?
All right. So we're back. Thanks a lot, Gary. So we're back to Sojourner Truth. I'm Mark Cofield, guest host. And as you say, I do have shows on Sundays from 9 to 10 o'clock. You know, tune in, check me out. One of the callers, last Sunday I was on the show, and one of the callers called in, and I was talking about how I felt offended because Donald Trump put on his Twitter account depicting Barack and Michelle Obama as apes. And I just thought that was really disrespectful, man. You know, I would think it would be disrespectful if anybody did that. But this man is supposed to be the president. You know? He can't even fake like he like black people. He can't even fake it. Oh, it's no way if you have some type of respect for someone else than yourself, you would depict him as an ape. We all know. I mean, it could have been maybe a joke to him or something, but I didn't find it funny at all. And so one of the callers called in and said, man, you know, you got people getting killed over here in Palestine and Ukraine. And you know, and I'm empathetic to that. I understand that. I understand, you know, lives being taken no matter where it is. It's tragic. But you got people being gunned down right here in the United States by the government. And that's what I'm focused on. I don't care about. I'm not born over there. I was born in the United States of America, and I care about what goes on over here. Now, I don't mean to sound empathetic to what people in other places are going through, because I am. I do care. But I care about what goes on over here. We got January 2027. We got the big, beautiful bill coming in. A lot of you people are not even aware of paying attention to what's going on. A lot of people getting ready to lose their Medicare. A lot of people going to lose their SNAP benefits. A lot of people are going to lose their housing vouchers. A lot of people are going to lose a lot of things, those who depend upon government assistance. While you running around thinking this Donald Trump character is cool, he the homie, you know, he signed the big, beautiful bill, and you need to look it up and see how it is going to affect you so you can prepare yourself for it, because it's coming. I can tell you that for sure. Okay, I have a caller on the line. Lynette from out of Los Angeles. You on the line, Lynette?
Oh, hello. Thank you for taking my call. Great show.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm hanging in here, too, you know, and you really are on point. I mean, we got to have a come to Jesus moment real quick. You know, as Dr. King said, that either we are together as brothers or we will die together as fools. And that's what we got, is a big fool called Trump in the White House and his administration. And they've taken people down this rabbit hole, you know, I mean, real deep. I mean, because we all know the truth, you know, all this division and stuff, that's not what it's about. This is a multicultural country. I mean, everybody's an immigrant with the exception of the indigenous people and the Africans that were brought over here, you know, our people. So, and I say reparations now in memory of our ancestors, which is overdue, that was promised to us, but then President Johnson, he killed it, you know. So there you have it. So here we are again. But I wanted to share this with everybody, too, is that there's an amendment to get rid of ICE, right? It's H.R. 7163 and also H.R. 996 to get rid of Christy Noem. And also Gabe Amel has an amendment to H.R. 7147 to claw back the $75 billion that ICE is getting, you know. And they don't deserve not another dime for killing people. They get more and more Nazi by the day, you know. They might have let up some, but that's not the whole thing with this Project 2025 that they are a part of and that Trump and them is pushing. You know, it's more Nazi by the day. So, you know, America is about multiculturalism and freedom and rights. And, of course, like you say, the right to housing, the right to medical, you know, that's a right. That's not negotiable. Our tax dollars have been going way too much too long to this military, industrial, prison industrial, detention industrial complex, okay? And it's breaking the bank, okay, the billionaires, them, it's all about them. GO and them, the detention industrial complex are friends with Trump, okay, and they're making money hand over fist. And they just got these concentration camps, you know, 10,000 capacity warehouses that they're buying up, and these cities are saying, hey, this is out against zoning and planning, you know, you guys can't build them here. And that's been the resistance, but we need to have our legislators say, hey, we just got to get rid of ICE or defund this thing altogether to the with the $75 billion, because I mean, from what I'm hearing is that ICE is as big as our police force and our FBI and our CIA put together. And how did that happen, right?
Yeah, it's not by coincidence, you can believe that. Okay.
No, All right, we've been down this before. We've seen how the concentration camps is part of American history. They don't want us to know about this. They don't want us to talk about it. It's just like they don't want Black history to be a part of the American history, but it is what it is. This is our history. Now, what we do now is very important. You can't change the past, but you got to go forward, especially when you say that you're all of these things, a big democracy, and you're all about progressiveness and all this stuff, and you preach to everybody else, and you tell everybody else around the world how to live. But then you are the worst ones. You're the biggest gangster on the block, they
straight,
say, right?
Yeah. Straight.
The
yeah.
biggest one.
Straight gangster.
So,
okay, Lynette, well, I appreciate you calling in, and, you know, I hope you have you a cool little Friday and just kick back and chill. And happy Valentine's
Day
to you.
I hope that the information was something that everybody can move on real quick, because we don't need Nazism. We really don't. We can't change, you know, a whole lot of things, but we can do what we can do, you know. We got to do it real quick. So everybody call your congresspeople and call your senators and stuff and tell them, hey, we don't want ICE. We don't want, in fact, we don't want Trump and his whole administration. How about that?
Well, that's why we have these November elections coming up, and we can let that be known at the booth. Okay, thanks for calling in. All right, I appreciate it. Okay, so she gave out some bills. It was HRs. I know one was 7163. If you were interested, she gave out three different ones. If you're interested, you can play it back and listen to the show, or you can play it back and listen to the show. I wrote them down, but I don't know if I wrote them down exactly right, so that's why I don't want to repeat it. But now, you guys remember. I want you to remember what I said when I first opened up the show. KPFK is a radio show that, you know, give people like me a chance. You know, I'm hood. You could tell the way I talk. I don't come on here with no scripts and you know, and some professional attitude. I come on here to give you the raw truth. You know, and it's going to be facts. And I'm going to tell you where the fiction is at. You know, I'm going to give you a fact. Donald Trump is a lying, cheating, adulterous, you know, I mean, adulterer, you know, robber, thief. And I would even go as far as to say murderer, because he's subordinate to, you know, here it is. You got people riding in a boat. You know, can you imagine you riding in the boat, you chilling, probably got you a six pack of beer, so you know, rolling in the boat, and here come a missile saying you pushing drugs, you know, and then they blow you up and no explanation to it. Oh, we just did that because they in the seas and they from Venezuela or they from Colombia, like they don't have a right to live. And then when you ask them, man, why did you do that? Because we can. We're the United States of America. And you make up any excuse. Man, I don't want people like that in charge. I don't want people in charge that can see a woman with a teddy bear in the back of her car and she's talking to you saying, I am not mad at you. And she goes to drive off and you shoot her in the head two or three times. I don't want people like that having authority. Do you? Listen to me. I've been in situations like that when law officers run amok. You know, I have several friends who were murdered by law officers. Some of the law officers was brought to justice and some of them wasn't. And when that happened with George Floyd, it seemed that things was, you know, kind to come into fruition about the unjust practices that law officers use. And then it turned against us for some reason. Trump came into office, and here comes this dark cloud. Now, everything is keep going. Usually when you kill someone, man, let's take a step back and investigate this and try to find out what happened. No, it's keep going. Keep going. You run in, kick somebody's door in, take them out in their underwear, and they're an American citizen. They're not an immigrant with a felony. What do you say? Keep going. You never admit you made an error. Who wants people in office like that? Because when you refuse to say you made an error, you're saying you're a God, man. You're saying you're a God. Only God don't make mistakes. We make mistakes. Every day we might make a mistake. It might be a small error. You might make a mistake and make a wrong turn. You might make a mistake and forget to put gas in your car. Or you might make a mistake when you go in the grocery store to buy something and you forget something. You made a mistake because you meant to buy this and you didn't get it. But when you're at a point in your life where you say, I'm not going to say I made a mistake ever. I'm not going to admit to any wrong. That's too much pride for me. And you don't belong to be a representative of me. Now, maybe other people think that that's cool, but it ain't cool for me. So, remember, you guys, this radio show is a show for you. You take pride in this. This is why you give donations and you're a sustainer, because you want to keep this radio show on air. And like I say, it's many different hosts on this radio station. I'm just one of them. There's many other. You know, you might like this person a little better or that person a little better, whatever. But you know, you can find a variety on this radio show. It's music, it's gospel music, it's reggae music, it's soul music, R&B. Everything is on this station. This station has been going as long as it has because of your donation, your sustainers. So keep it going. You want to continue to keep this going. So what we're going to do, we're going to go back to Gary, and I'll be right back at you.
Thank you, Mark. We're still working on that match. We're about $100 short. If you can call in and pledge your support for Sojourner Truth and Mark Cofield, that would be much appreciated. That shows us here at KPFK that this programming is appreciated. It shows us right here that this program is needed. We need to have the dialogue. We need to take your calls. So not only that, we stay right in the middle, and you get to express your views on KPF by calling in and speaking with Mark on Think Outside the Cage in this program, 818-985-5735. Mark did a great job last week right here on Sojourner Truth. I'm not sure if you tuned in, but pretty exciting show. The phone lines were just blowing up. And that says that, hey, we do need a show that takes phone calls from the community. So you get your opinion in, you express yourself, and let people know how you feel. 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK. Well, let me let you know some of the other things that we're offering. The Black Panther, we are offering the Black Panther Party Collection. Fred Hampton, Bobby Seale, Angela Davis, Kathleen Cleaver, Elaine Brown, Huey P. Newton, the most complete Panther collection anywhere. You get the Black Panther Party graphic novel, a winner of the Eisner Award, a bold and fascinating graphic novel history of the revolutionary Black Panther Party. This is 192 pages, and it's almost put together like a cartoon, using dramatic comic book style retellings and illustrated photos of key figures. The Black Panther Party captures the major events, people, and actions of the party, as well as their cultural and political influence and enduring legacy. But you also get the Black Panther's Vanguard of the Revolution DVD. This is included, and this is 2 hours, rated PG-13. This DVD will weave together the voices of those who lived this story. Police, informants, journalists, white supporters, and detractors, those who remain loyal to the party and those who left it. We are also offering New Jim Crow Audio, $100 donation, the Michelle Alexander Pack, New Jim Crow Book, a 1 hour and 12 minute Alexander talk, and let's listen to a bit.
There are more African American adults under correctional control today, in prison or jail, on probation or parole, than were enslaved in 1850, a decade before the Civil War began. As of 2004, more black men have been stripped of the right to vote, disenfranchised, than in 1870, the year the 15th Amendment was ratified, prohibiting laws that explicitly deny the right to vote on the basis of race. Now, of course, during the Jim Crow era, black folks were kept from the polls by poll taxes and literacy tests. Well, today, felon disenfranchisement laws accomplish what poll taxes and literacy tests ultimately could not. In fact, in the Chicago area, if you take into account prisoners, if you actually count them as people, you know, prisoners are typically excluded from unemployment statistics, poverty statistics, thus masking the severity of racial inequality.
That's Michelle Alexander speaking from the book, The New Jim Crow, The Greatest Myth. Now let's hear Designed to Fail.
You know, Jim Crow was a system of rules, laws, policies, and practices that operated to lock African Americans into a permanent second-class status. I have to say that explicitly because I found in speaking to high school students, many of them don't know that. They don't even know what Jim Crow is. They say, New Jim Crow? What's Jim Crow?
Once again, we're going to go over some of the items that we have. The New Jim Crow book plus Michelle Alexander Talk. That's for a $100 donation. $20 a month makes you a sustainer. That's the easiest way. Go ahead and call 818-985-5735. We also have The Black Panther Party collection for a $175 donation, the most complete Panther collection anywhere. You get the Black Panther Party graphic novel, the Black Panther's Vanguard of the Revolution DVD, the Assassination of Fred Hampton book, which is a huge book and has a great cover of him marching on the front lines. Also, 7+ hours from the Pacifica Radio Archives. So you get the book, DVD, and MP3. $175 donation. Michelle Alexander, The New Jim Crow, $100 donation. Angela Davis, get the Freedom Pack, Freedom is a Constant Struggle. You get the book as well as the talk, 142 minutes. 818-985-5735. Back to you, Mark.
All right. Thanks a lot for that, Gary. And remember, if you want to be a part of this discussion, you can call in at 818-985-5735, option one. You want to make a donation, that'll be option two, 818-985-5735. Okay, I have Connie on the line from Mission Hills.
818-985. Yeah.
Okay, how you doing, Connie? What's on your mind?
I'm good. Thank you. No, I just wanted to say thank you so much for what you're saying about people too much pride and not wanting to admit that they made a mistake. You know, like you said, you go to the store, you forgot to buy something. It's no big deal, you know? And it just makes me really sad what you said about the Obamas and the whole ape thing. Just absolutely, unbelievably immature, you know? And it makes me sad because I love my African-American friends. They make me laugh. I love them so much. You know, there's a special culture, and I just can't even believe what's going on these days. So I try not to focus on the crap so much, but I'm glad that you're kind of spelling it out because some people just can't quite figure out how to swallow their pride, you know, and do it over.
Well, I appreciate the call, and I appreciate the donation, that's for sure, to the radio show.
You're
so
welcome.
Kudos to you, Connie. Yeah. Appreciate it.
Okay.
All right.
You.
Okay, thank you. So I'm born and raised in California, and I went to, when I was young, I was going to a predominantly black school, and they came with some ruling. I don't know what the ruling was, but they took me out of that school and start sending me out to the Valley, which would have been, which was Van Nuys Junior High, predominantly white. And it wasn't a real great welcome. And I didn't understand that. And when I went home and talked to my parents about it, they just say, man, let your character speak for you. You let your character speak for you. You know, let your yes be yes and your no be a no. And you work hard and you let them people know that you're not dumb. They might think you dumb, but you let them know it. And I excelled, you know, straight A's, you know, all that, you know, competed with the best of them in sports and in academics. So sometimes, you know, we have these things that are, where I live at, it's kind of multicultural, Hispanics and blacks, and they play with each other. And, you know, I say to myself that they're just fine until somebody start putting that foolishness in their head. Don't mess with him because he this, or don't mess with him because he that. And I always say, if you listen to me on Sundays, I always talk about how the prison system uses divide and conquer as a mechanism to keep people separated. Because they know if they don't, the prisoners will overwhelm the guards because it's only maybe 100 guards and 2,700 inmates. So they use the divide and conquer. And this is what the Trump administration has mastered. They know it's, what, maybe 370 or however many people it is in the United States of America. And it's only so many people up there in these administrative positions, you know, moving pieces. Let's say it's a chessboard, moving pieces. You know, and if we come together and say, you know, no, we ain't having this. This is not where we want this country to go. They got to get out of there. Now, look, I'm neither a Democrat nor Republican. I'm what you call a person that's truly in the middle. There's some issues I'm very conservative on, and there's some issues that I'm liberal on. When it comes to housing, people having food, people having shelter, I'm very liberal on that. You know, when it comes to marriage and things of that nature, I can be conservative on that. But whatever I feel or I believe, I don't believe the next person must agree with me in order for us to have a dialogue. You know, that's what I love about this country is the right to think what you want to think, be what you want to think. It's just sometimes those thinking what you want to be and doing what you want to do, there's consequences that come with that. But you have a right to do that. That's a God-given right. Freedom of religion. Freedom to choose, you know, what you want to do. And when the government try to infringe on that right, start trying to threaten you and start locking you up because of what your right. See, that's not a privilege. That's in the Constitution. And people are just, they're wiggling. And this is why I lost a lot of respect for Republicans. Because only one or two are standing up against this guy. The rest are being silent or they going along with it. You are abandoning your duties. They're supposed to be checks and balances. And on the streets, we got something what we call, like I say, I'm hood. We got something on the streets what we call when someone is part of a community. We call that when you're doing what Donald Trump doing, you think you bigger than the program. And when you think you bigger than the program, you get got. You get ran off. And that's the thing. This administration think they bigger in the program that they don't have to answer to anyone. All right. I have another call. Diane. You on the line, Diane? What's on your mind this evening?
Hi, Mark.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing okay. I see you're doing okay. I really enjoyed your comments earlier. I mean, you really laid on the line without dressing it up, and I really like that. There is one thing I think you have wrong. I think you have it entirely wrong. They're not making mistakes. You keep saying they should be able to admit they made a mistake. They're not making mistakes. They're doing all this on purpose. It is their goal. It is their purpose. They're out there to kill us. And they're not going to ever apologize. There's nothing for them to apologize. That's why you're not getting an apology.
Okay, I'm not going to argue with you about that because it probably is deliberate. Sometimes I sugarcoat it just a teeny, teeny, teeny bit. But, you know, when they killed that guy in Minnesota and that woman in Minnesota, I don't know whether it was, you know, they didn't mean to do it, they meant to do it, I don't know. But whatever it is, what they did was wrong, and they should be man or woman enough to step up and say that was a bad call.
No, they aren't going to do that. They're hired thugs. Psychologically, they're sociopaths, they're criminals, and they're part of Trump's vision for us Americans, and it's up to us to stop them. That's the deal.
We stopped them in November.
Right. It's up to us. It's up to us to do it. So
okay.
Don't wait for that apology, my brother, because it's not going to happen. Okay?
Okay. All right. Thanks for calling in, Diane. So what I'm going to go back to Gary one more time, and then we'll be on our way up out of here.
Yes, Mark, I just want to remind folks how important KPFK is, and I want to thank you for doing this program. But folks, support Mark Cofield and what he does by pledging your support and letting us know that you appreciate this program. Mark Cofield is a volunteer. None of us are profiting from this, and we are just raising money so we can bring you shows like Democracy Now!, Sojourner Truth, Tom Hartman. This is all for the good, and pledge for someone who cannot pledge. So pledged at $25, at $50, at $75. By the way, we did meet that match, but we are about $400 short of our goal. So if there's any angels out there that can pledge that $100, that $200, $400 to help us reach our goal, that would be great. But if we can go over the top with that $500 donation, and of course a few of you pledging that $100, we can make it and make our goal and go a little bit over, and that depends on you. But for right now, we have no one on the phone, so call now and pledge your support. Call now, 818-985-5735, and pledge from your heart, 818-985-5735, or online at kpfk.org.
All right, Gary.
Mark?
Gary, I appreciate that. And remember, I say this is one of the pitches I give on Think Outside the Cage. Imagine FM radio without KPFK. All the people you like to tune in and listen to, just imagine not hearing none of these voices. Just let that resonate for a minute. That ought to motivate you. Because we are giving it to you raw and uncut. You know, hopefully in the future they'll have other people on like me. You know, that's going to come on here and just, you know, give it to you. I said, I don't come on here with no notes and all that. I come on here and just, I freestyle. Because this is in my heart. And I'm going to speak what's in my heart. And you know, this is your radio. I don't know of any other radio stations like this. It may be. I don't know of it to where, you know, we're on the air because of you. We're on the air because of your sustainers. We're on the air because of your donations. We're on the air because of your gifts. So you should be proud of that. And as long as I'm able to come and grab this mic, I'm going to come on here and I'm going to give it to you raw and uncut. I'd like to give thanks to Nana Jumfrey, Gary Baca, Ozzy, Arnella Barbara, and the callers, and those who've given donations, especially those who've given donations. And it's still not too late. You can still, you know, we still have a couple of minutes left. You can still call in and make a donation. Remember, this is your station. Your donations keep this radio show going. You got to keep that in mind. You ever heard that say, we don't look good, you don't look good? That's how this radio station go. We don't get the donations. We don't come on the air. That's just the facts, raw and uncut. So I really want, we all have different ways we want to go about dealing with how we going to make changes. And I think these are things we need to talk about. We're in February. Before you know it, we're going to be in November. We're getting ready to go into March. Okay, so remember, if you want to give a donation, you can call in at 818-985-5735. That's option two. As I was saying, we're going into March. It's going to be April, May, June. And once we get to June, it's all on deck. You know? And the Trump administration is trying to cheat. They went into Florida grabbing ballots. They telling Minnesota they need to give up all their ballots. They trying to do it in Pennsylvania. You know, they're trying to cheat. But if we come out in the masses and tell them to get out, man. We don't want you here no more. That's what we got to do. All right, so I'm up out of here, y'all. Thanks. Again, I want to thank Gary Baca, Nana Jumfrey, Ozzy, Ornella, Barbara, and I want to thank the people who called in and gave the donations and those who just called in to have a conversation. I'm Mark Cofield from Think Outside the Cage. I'm out of here. Thank you.
This February, we're sending a love letter to our listeners, and we're asking for one in return. KPFK exists because of the passion in the hearts of people like you. We don't have corporate sponsors. We have you. Keep the romance with independent media alive by making a donation today. Call 818-985-5735, option 2, or visit kpfk.org/donate. Give a gift from the heart and keep grassroots independent radio strong.